Tomorrow, I will tell you. Not now. So the next morning, both guru and disciple went like they did each morning to the river before the ashram to take their morning bath. And as the disciple next to his guru was just washing up, all of a sudden the guru takes him and presses him under water. First the disciple thinks, let me try to be a surrendered disciple, and he just tries to keep his balance under the water. But after some time, when he seems to suffocate, he just can't hold his humble position any longer, and he just gets out of the water and confronts his guru. Guru Maharaj, I'm trying to give my life to you, and you're trying to take my life from me. Is something wrong with you, or you're a little bit aggressive today, or what is? And Guru Maharaj says, no, I just wanted to give you an answer to your question yesterday. Why you are stagnating? You are stagnating because you are not eager. If you would be as eager for your spiritual life as you were eager to save your little temporary life, you would have been self-realized by now. My dear devotees, that's our chronic disease, a lack of eagerness, or as we could say, we are a little spiritually atrophied. Atrophied means we are not moving and we are losing it. So in Kirtan, this is Mahaprabhu's promise to all of us. We can actually purify the heart, and we can extinguish this material consciousness and the material life once and for all. We just need to get into it, and we just need to express our something from our heart to Krishna. You know, when the Kirtan leaders say, from your heart, sing from your heart, what does he mean? He means, start with your eagerness now. Start with your devotional feeling. So, without any losing any much more words, I would really like to request you now to spend this last stretch or last kirtan this Saturday to really focus a little. I want to say something. The kirtan retreat, or the Sadhu Sangha Kirtan retreat, is only as good as each single one of you makes it. And to make the Kirtan retreat, or the Sadhu Sangha retreat, something which will go down in the history of changing our movement in America, it needs every one of you. I have noted, after Prasadam, you came very hesitatingly in the hall. You were not on time. You were eager to talk and make your mobile phone calls. I've noticed some of you dance very much, but you forget to sing. This is not good. We need now to create a little bit more focus, a focus which will carry in tomorrow, and we need to be tomorrow on time. We need to pace ourselves so that this really works. We need, please contact your eagerness. You came here to really go deep in your Krishna consciousness. Now is the chance, and please attend more combinedly the programs. And when you see devotees talking like this evening it seems to be impossible to get a peaceful moment. Tell your neighbor, don't talk now, talk later, and save your voice for the kirtan. So let us all now focus, let's get into it, and make this really something which changes our heart and which moves in concentric circles out of this building and uplifts the whole of our movement, which needs so much spiritual strength and so much spiritual cure. Let us now turn to Madhava Prabhu.